Ben Gillette on the big free FM, CBS Radio. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. The phone number here is 866-570-PEN, 7366. I said that before discussing the topic because sometimes people have something more important than I want to say. So 866-570-PEN, if you're dying to talk on the radio with me around. 7366 is P-E-N-N if you don't have letters on your phone. If you want to send a Gmail, it's penradio@gmail.com. And the website is penradio.com, where you can hear the big Mike Jones Band. You can load that down. A lot of people like to have that Monkey Tuesday theme on their ringtones. I said, Casey, I said a lot of people like to have that Monkey Tuesday theme on their cell phones. Yeah. That's okay. Fine. It was fine. It was fine, Casey. We have, this is my way of introducing Casey, who's filling in for Patrick. Patrick does the whole show. Patrick actually has an arm ailment because he's the whole show with his finger on the Monkey Tuesday button. Which, there you go. That's Casey's broken in. That's all we have to do. And we have Casey filling in. Michael Goudeau is on vacation. He saw the shuttle launch, and he called Happy Jack the other day because he was very excited because he was seeing swordfish jumping. And he said he had an ISDN on the boat he was on, and maybe he could hook up to talk to us about swordfish jumping. And we turned him directly over to CNN. Is that right? So they're doing an ISDN feed of Michael Goudeau talking about swordfish jumping. Yeah, enjoy your vacation. You can tell us about the swordfish jumping on Monday, Goudeau. On the show, we have had The Aristocrats, my movie The Aristocrats. We have had many of the stars of The Aristocrats on the show here. Louis Black, Lisa Lampanelli, Howie Mandel, David Brenner, Wendy Liebman, Gilbert Gottfried, Paul Provenza, Bobby Slayton, Carrot Top, Trey Parker of South Park, Drew Carey, Bob Saget, Phyllis Diller, which we've taped and haven't played for you yet. And today we have two more members of the Aristocrats. We have the Passing Zone. This is the voice of John.
Hi, this is John here.
And this is the voice of Owen.
How you doing, Ben?
And they're club passers, so I have yet found, I've gotten CBS to put more jugglers on a radio show.
It's a natural fit.
Yeah, it's a smart
and
move.
No one has his balls in front of him. You're ready to do any sort of tricks you need to do.
Juggling on the radio plays big.
You're all set to go. Yeah. But more important than stars of the Aristocrats movies, John and Owen, the Passing Zone, were big losers on America's Got Talent, but doesn't have that good a grammar, which is the full title. And you got to the last show, though, right?
We did. Made it to the finals.
So I did not see. We were on America's Got Talent with you guys.
Yeah.
But I never saw one of the shows.
That's a smart move.
who were you up against?
Well, we were up against a couple of tap dance troops.
And some 11-year-old singers, and we were beaten by all of them quite soundly.
Yeah.
What did you come in? What place?
They didn't really rank in order exactly, but we were we made it to the top 10, and then we were way below the first person.
So it was America's Got Talent and wants to see an 11-year-old singer. What'd she sing?
What did she sing?
Yeah.
I don't even know what song it was.
Yeah.
It was not one I'm familiar with, and I was, let's just say I was backstage warming up.
How was your juggling? How was your juggling?
She was a terrible juggler.
Yeah, couldn't
juggle at all, but she was a great singer. Bianca Ryan is her name.
Okay, good. And has there been any, now, once you're in that family, America's Got Talent, you're like, they own your ass, right?
Oh, yeah. We have the NBC logo emblazoned on our garage doors now.
Has it increased? Because you guys do what a lot of people don't know about show business is there's a whole bunch of showbiz people that work their whole lives in show business and no one has ever heard of, but they make good livings and have families and stuff. And you guys are out of that category.
Absolutely.
You work corporate shows, right?
Yeah, mostly corporate and a lot of theaters, performing arts centers, that kind of thing.
And you show up and it says the Passing Zone and people go in. But you do what are the last few things that you've been pimping in corporate shows? What are the last few companies you've worked for?
Oh, man.
Let's see. We just did a group of insurance people and some lawyers out in Florida. You know, a lot of companies you haven't even heard of.
And do you tailor your shows to them?
Yeah. We talk a lot about teamwork.
Yeah.
It's, you know, two guys throwing chainsaws at each other. I mean, that's corporate America right there.
Absolutely.
It's a metaphor.
Absolutely. And now you've added to your show the hating of 11-year-old girls. If anybody voted for the Passing Zone and wants to join kicking this 11-year-old girl around, if you voted for them and thought they should have won, I don't don't know what the overlap is. We were the Venn diagram, people who listen to the Penn Jillette show, and people who watch America's Got Talent. We'll have to see where the overlap is. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. Is anyone listening to me right now? Anyone at all? Now, how many million people watched the America's Got Talent?
There were, I think, 12 million or 13 million.
Right. Of the 12 or 13 million people that watch America's Got Talent, is there even one who's listening to this show right now? 866-570-PEN, 7366.
And if they did watch it, they probably didn't vote for us.
Yeah, but that would be great. Yeah. If someone calls up and says, you know, I'm so glad they lost. Their show really sucked.
Because I voted for the girl.
Yeah. Were you up against any other jugglers in the whole time?
Oh, yeah. There were other jugglers in there. We were the only jugglers to make it to the end. We were the only comedy act to make it to the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody else was serious and dramatic.
Music, dancing, yeah.
Tap dancing.
Tap dancing.
And you were kind of, sort of, probably beaten by the tap dancing.
Oh, yeah.
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 And do you think age is a factor?
There was definitely ageism involved.
Who was older than you?
What was that, John? There was what?
There was ageism.
Ageism.
That's what I thought you said.
And who was older than you on the...
There was Rappin' Granny.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rappin' Granny.
Rappin'
sure.
Granny
so
was old.
Some. I want to point out that, you know, there is nobody so far
nobody's
that
going.
Watched America's Got Talent that is also listening to this show.
That
right
doesn't
now.
Surprise me that you don't have a lot of Hasselhoff fans.
Yeah. Hasselhoff hated your ass, right?
Oh, he did. At the beginning.
Yeah, he really hated us. Well, he hates jugglers in general.
Why? Who would have...
You know, it's sort of the...
No, I can understand completely because I've lived as a juggler for many years of my life. I can understand not liking it. I can understand being bored by it.
Sure.
But I don't understand hating jugglers, because jugglers are usually good-natured goofs. Wait a minute. We have a call. I got to get
it's,
this.
It's
I gotta
my
get
mom.
No, it's not. I don't think it is. I don't think it's your mom.
All right.
I think it's Rob. Hey, Rob, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Penn?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. And
did you vote for the passing zone?
Absolutely. The guys are awesome, man.
Thank you, Rob.
It's our one
fan.
Let
me tell you something. I don't care about the other 12 million, but I wanted to kick that girl Bianca down a flight of stairs.
What annoyed you about her?
She's just one of those little precocious kids that she's just annoying. Like, you know, just go eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know what I mean?
But you actually took the time to call in and vote for the passing zone.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, is it the first time you'd ever seen them?
Yeah, actually it was. And I thought they were very entertaining. And, you know, I don't know, 11-year-old singers, they're a dime a dozen to me.
But the passing zone, there's only one.
That's it.
Well, there are two.
Okay. Right. Two.
Yeah. Okay, I get
two. Two of the passing zone.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rob. I'll tell you, the phones are lighting up like crazy. Let's talk to, is it Allie? Is that the way you're pronouncing that? Well, maybe he or she knows. Hey, Allie.
Hi.
Yeah, is it pronounced Allie?
Yes, it is.
Did you vote for the passing zone?
I didn't vote, but I did
you
watch
You sound like an 11-year-old girl.
No, I'm not 11.
Okay,
I'm
good.
35.
Good. Okay. Okay.
And I do listen to your show.
Okay,
so
good.
I'm now number two of the 12 million.
And did you like the passing zone?
I did like them, but I just didn't vote for anyone. I couldn't be bothered. I'm too lazy. I'm sorry.
So it was your fault.
I don't know that my one vote would have helped them anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they lost by one vote. I think it was clearly at least a dozen. But this is something you should learn from America's Got Talent in American politics as well. Your vote does not matter. When there's millions of people voting, your vote does not amount to a pee hole in a snowbank.
Okay.
Don't even bother voting. If you didn't vote for America's Got Talent, you certainly shouldn't vote in the presidential election. You have to drive somewhere to do that. It's a waste of time. Wait until someone you really like. What they're going to run for president the next time is some version of an 11-year-old girl that sings. Until some version of somebody with skills runs for president. If you're going to be voting between McCain and Hillary, I say write in the 11-year-old girl, for the love of Christ. So if you didn't vote in America's Got Talent, please promise me you will not vote in the presidential election.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you so much, Allie. So that's all we like to do. We're trying to get people not to vote. We are trying to... I hung up on her. She was in the middle of a word, and
yeah,
I hung up on
her.
That
seemed a little rude.
Button. That was horrible. I was wrong. Allie, there'll be a written apology in the Times tomorrow. I'm very, very sorry. I had my finger... I sometimes poised my finger there getting ready. She's not still there, is she? Let me try again. Are you there, Allie? No,
she's
not.
I'm here.
Oh, she's
here.
What were you starting to say?
No, I just said that I won't vote if you don't want me to.
Okay, good. Thank you. I hate to cut people off.
So your work here is done.
Now I'm going to really hang up on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, now I feel much better about that.
Thank goodness
that was
you got
that.
That
was a horrible, horrible feeling to do that. Oh, 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 here we have, this is incredible. The phones have never lit up like this. The phones have never lit up like this since I, that moment,
yes.
have the phones lit up with America agreeing with
so
me.
So now America's interested in juggling.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Now they
the
are.
Juggling yeah. thing starts. Are you kidding? You'll have your own show. America's Got Balls, featuring the passing zone for the best juggler in the country. Here we go. Let's try another one. Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I thought that David Hasselhoff was giving the jugglers a bad rap. You know, he should have kept his personal opinion of the talent to himself.
Well, wait. If you're a judge on a talent show, isn't your job to not keep your personal opinion about the talent to yourself?
Well, the art.
Okay.
The art of it, he should have kept to himself and watched what they were actually doing. I'm not a juggler, although I've been juggling the books at my company for years.
I'll bet, yeah. So we won't say your last name, Tom.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I really liked watching it. There was a couple really, really outstanding jugglers there.
Oh, yeah. Who else do you like?
You know, I can't remember the one guy's name that was, he was like all over the place. You know, he was doing like a little dance routine as he was juggling.
That was probably Vladek?
Yeah, Vladek.
Yeah,
he's excellent.
I thought he was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Entertaining, you know?
Yeah. And how would you think about the 11-year-old girl?
Good. Let's see what she does in 8 years, you know?
Okay. Well, we all want to see what she does in 8 years, don't we?
Yeah, but some are thinking different thoughts, I think.
I'm thinking about her singing, sir. You know me.
that's why I said that.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
As far as I can tell, now you have one person who abstained, and you have
right.
two people who voted for you. So far, it's 2-0
yeah.
for that 11-year-old girl. You're winning like, oh, wait a minute. This is amazing. Let me just talk to hey, Steven, you're on the air. What's up, man?
Wow, that was quick. I just called in.
Are you complaining? I did take you out of the queue.
Well, I've been a Passing Zone fan for 15 years, at least. I used
wow.
to see the guys at Comdex.
Uh-huh.
Remember that chubby bearded guy? Probably your first groupie.
You're him. Okay, you're that guy.
Sure.
The one who was holding the bag of the leaflets?
Yeah. That's the one. Okay.
And the free
that
fan?
Down to like 200,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You had a badge on?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was me.
You
yeah.
know what? You know what the staff of hotels say about the Comdex guys, or used to say about the Comdex guys?
Well,
they used to say that they arrived at the hotel with a $20 bill and a white shirt, and they didn't change either of them. That was the word about you guys on the street. So you saw the Passing Zone. What situation were they in?
Well, they were performing at... for different companies, quite often it was Pelican, and their performance was just fantastic. So much better than what made it to the air on America's,
America Has Talent. Let's just say
yeah, that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Some of us have a lot of trouble with that. America's Got Talent.
Yeah, and you know, when you... Part of watching the Passing Zone, part of what makes their performance so great... is just the fact that you are watching them. There are elements of misdirection. There's the humor. There's the fact that it is a lot like a magic show in the sense that they do lead you down one path and then take you somewhere else. And when they have to cut it up into little two-minute segments and cut away for audience reaction.
You're saying that America's Got Talent should have offered them an hour-long spot to really show it off and give the little 11-year-old girl 5 or 6 minutes, right?
Well, definitely that. But you know what? At fairness, who knows? Maybe some of those other people actually... you know, had talent too. If the Passing Zone,
maybe you voted for the girl, didn't you?
You did, didn't you?
Hey, I voted for you guys at least 50 times.
Oh,
every phone
you.
Line
okay.
I have 10 calls apiece.
I'm going to say the same thing I said to Allie earlier. You know, she didn't vote in America's Got Talent, and I told her she shouldn't vote in the national election. I think you should vote 50 times. For
I do
president.
Too.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. You've got fans going like crazy. I mean, just like crazy.
Look at who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah.
Imagine if you'd been the guys answering the phones and they called in America's Got Talent and keep the little tally sticker.
I know. Now we know what the real count is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk to, how you doing, Bill? What's up, man? Bill?
Hello.
Bill?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. How you doing? This is Pat.
These guys are the most entertaining on that stupid show.
Okay, we wanted a definition of damning with faint praise. Thank you for giving us that. Did you vote for him?
I sure did.
How many times?
Just once.
Okay.
And not enough.
They pulled that white dot and stuck it on his shirt. That was the funniest. I fell off my chair laughing.
Oh, good. Good.
Excellent.
And the juggling wasn't bad either, right?
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks a lot. Oh, yeah, you're just filled. I could just keep doing this.
Right.
You want me just to keep pushing buttons, having people praise you?
I love that. This is my favorite part of radio.
I could just keep pushing buttons. Oh, you guys are great.
This is fantastic.
Do you remember the chubby bearded guy with the little bag of goodies at the end?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He was our favorite fan.
Yeah.
Of all of them. There's this thing in the, speaking of favorite fans, there's this thing in the news I want to get to. This is from the Sun Sentinel in Florida. A 77-year-old man is accused of using a camera phone to peer up women's skirts. And it's not an 11-year-old girl that's singing. It's nothing. Totally different thing. In Port St. Lucie, I guess, a 77-year-old local man who reportedly admitted looking up women's skirts for 13 years. 77, started looking at women's skirts for 13 years. He's a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of
64.
Us started in junior
yeah.
high.
He's behind the curve, yeah.
I believe I started looking up women's skirts about 12 or 13 years old.
First chance I got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Somewhere
exactly.
in there.
So I have a much longer career than he has. And he was arrested Monday in connection with an incident last month at Walmart Supercenter, which is a good place to look up skirts, I would suppose. His name is Harry Tasker of the 500. They give his address here. That's awful. I'm not going to give his address. He faces video voyeurism charges. He declined comment on Tuesday. Reportedly told investigators he'd been looking up women's skirts without their knowledge for about 13 years. Now, he said he used a mirror from stores to stare up their skirts. He got caught when a woman found him with a cell phone behind her. I think it's horrendous, said Connie Sue, 57. One of Tasker's neighbors. He just kept looking at you every time I walk past. He just kept looking at you every time I walk past.
That's a good quote.
Okay, that's a real good quote. America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent. And Happy Jack has his cell phone out, and he's harassing Casey. I actually have a serious question I want to get to after the break on this, and I don't know anybody better than the passing zone to talk to about this. If you are allowed to bend over and pick up a pencil, if you can do that, if you can do all the tricks that we all started doing at 12 or 13, and I'm sure that every junior high and high school teacher sees these things being done all the time, if you're allowed to do that legally, what's the difference when it's technology? If you're not publishing it and if you're not making money off someone else's underwear... Why is this wrong? If you want to call it, 866-570-PEN, 7366. This is Penn Radio, and we're at PennRadio@gmail.com. And you can tell it's a very, very slow news day here with the passing zone. We'll be back after this. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on CBS. Free FM, 866-570-PEN. 7366. My very special guests, stars of The Aristocrats and also on America's Got Talent, losing to an 11-year-old talentless freak, is The Passing Zone, John Wee and Owen Morris, who've been my friends forever. If you want to write in, it's pennradio@gmail.com. I get a lot of the Gmails forwarded to me. Everybody says they voted for you. It was clearly fixed.
So we won.
Yeah, someone wrote it and said they thought you were the second best. But what I love about that is they bothered writing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
They
yeah.
thought that their opinion that, you know, and they said they hated the 11-year-old girl,
okay.
but you were the second
we
best.
We were second
so,
best.
I'll take that.
And they were polite enough to not say who was the first best.
That's,
but just, you know, you were second
yeah.
best. PennRadio.com. And I started talking about this this upskirts thing, this guy who's getting busted in Florida. And there's a lot of people. I did a web search. There's this video of voyeurism laws that have been passed like a couple years ago in New York, and they're kind of all over, that says that if you take now there's several different things. Some people hide cameras like in bathrooms and in bedrooms and also in public bathrooms. They hide them and, you know, store the data and then put that up on the web or something. That seems different to me than something that you could see on the street if you were 4 inches tall with eyes on the top of your head. Let's take a phone call here. This is Will. Hey, Will, what's up, man?
Hey, Penn, how are you, man?
I was taking a drink of tea. I thought I was safe. I thought you were going to say a little bit more. Never better, boss. How are you?
All right, man.
That was a murder attempt.
Wow. Thanks. He almost took you out.
He almost did, yeah. Thanks so much, man. What's up, Will?
With the mirror, with the guy looking up the skirts.
Yeah.
On Pee-wee's Playhouse, they had the mirror with an elastic strap that they would slide on their foot, and Pee-wee would go around trying to look up the girl's skirt.
Really?
Yeah, they were teaching kids to do that on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, well, then of course Paul Rubens turned out to have some problems in the sexual realm. And I remember going on Howard Stern. What's in the news, Robin? I remember going on his show. And they were all talking about how disgusting it was that Paul Rubens was doing that in a porno theater, a public porno theater. And I was stating that I thought that was
that's what it's for.
One
right?
of the best places to do that. Yeah, you know, it's if that's what you want to do, the screen is there to help. And
you pay for a 2-hour movie, and you're only in there for 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or maybe why don't you flatter yourself and say 4.5? You know, you want to go a little longer than the previews at the Marriott. That's what we're all shooting for. Right. Is to go a little longer.
Right. And apparently Nike agrees. They've got some shoes out now that have a picture of Pee-wee on the insole and sitting in a theater.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is real Nike?
This is real Nike shoes.
Do you have some sort of web page? Is it on the Nike webpage?
Yeah, do a search for Nike shoe and Pee-wee, and it's the first hit.
Wow. And it's this is a Nike shoe and Pee-wee.
Uh-huh.
And there is, this is a, well, this is obviously condoned by him.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, he's...
I wonder what the purpose of that is.
I believe the purpose of that would be commerce, Will. I believe they think they can sell a lot of... Pee Wee Herman, nice kicks. Pee Wee Herman Dunks SB is the one I got.
Works well on slippery floors?
Absolutely. Has a special no-grip thing. Yeah, it says the last season of Pee Wee's Playhouse was in 1991. This is primarily due to Pee Wee Paul Rubens being arrested in an adult movie theater. Although he was only fined $50 and to a couple hours of community service work, his career would be forever tarnished. Lately, Nike has been pretty creative with their sneakers. First, we saw the Thing Dunks, then the Mork and Mindy Dunks, SB, and now we have the Pee Wee Herman Dunks. The colorway resembles Pee Wee's famous gray suit with a red bow tie. The insole shows Pee Wee sitting all alone in a movie theater. Amazing! And this is really real. This is real.
Does it got a mirror on it?
Well, yeah. I don't know if there's a mirror, but there should be a mirror right on the toe.
You could attach a mirror.
They have a mirror. That's amazing. That is just incredible. Well, there you go. There's the Pee Wee Herman Nike. What are those? This is also dated August 30th, 2006. This is a new thing. Pee Wee will release in early 2007. Well, that's great. Thanks a lot, Will, for telling us where we could learn how to strap a mirror onto our shoes. Let's talk. We want a woman's point of view, and I'm guessing that Jennifer is a woman's name. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you, Ben?
Never better, boss. Never better.
Sounds like this guy in Florida has taken the phrase "take a picture, it'll last longer" to a whole new level.
Yeah, do you wear skirts, Jennifer?
Rarely.
But I mean, when you do, are you aware that there's a photographic zone there?
Yeah, but I really don't care. If somebody's going to take that kind of effort to get to it, good luck.
Wow. I got to tell you something, Jennifer. We will all take that kind of effort to get to it. There's not a human being. That is the genetic imperative of all human beings to take time to try to look up your skirt. So,
keep that in mind.
Okay, keep that in mind. Just, a word to the wise. Okay, thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Bye.
We got a lot of calls on this. Many more than we had calls on you on your voting.
That's the way it should be.
People care more about upskirts than they do about juggling, and that seems like the way it should be.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dean. What's up, Dean?
Hey, Penn. I was just thinking, like, if they were in public, it's photographer's rights. You could just take a picture of anyone you want as long as you're not using, like, a zoom lens or anything like that.
Wait, who's making up these laws? You can't take a picture of anybody you want and publish it in the paper. You need
to be
a celebrity. But not publishing it.
Yeah, not publishing it.
You can take any picture you want.
Yeah.
But where is this law about the no zoom lens? You can use zoom lenses.
I mean, they can't use a zoom lens to take a picture on private property.
Right.
But you could take a picture of private property from public property and,
Yeah, that was the Jennifer Aniston thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
But she won that case, right? They weren't allowed to take the picture. It was a person on public property shooting onto her private property.
Yeah, with the zoom lens.
So to speak.
I work in a cell phone store actually, so I get a lot of phones turned in with some stuff. You know, they're lucky that I don't let that out.
Well, tell us more about that, Dean.
anything you could think of. Some guy actually returned a phone with pictures of him and another man while he was with his girlfriend, and they were doing some acts that I can't discuss on the radio.
Really?
Wow.
And he turned in the phone? He was with his girlfriend, and he turned in the phone?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got a few of those, few nice pictures.
Now, do you save these pictures, you creep? I mean, Dean?
Of course not. I can't.
That wouldn't be ethical.
You haven't said what store you work at.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can talk. Nobody's listening. It's just you and me, Dean.
I have a lot on my phone.
I have some
upskirts, actually, of my girlfriend climbing a ladder, but I'll be sure to erase those before I ever turn my phone in.
Did she know you were taking them?
I think she was onto it.
Well, that's the other thing. Most of the upskirt sites, I believe, on the web, most of them are faked. I mean, they're just not fake is not the right word, but most of them are with consent. And it's awful that I use the word fake for with consent. That kind of shows an unpleasant view towards sexuality. I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was thanks for calling.
Well, that ended abruptly.
Yeah, a little bit. Now he collects the stuff off his phone. You know, Stephen Banks, who we all know about, an aristocrat, Billy the Mime, used to collect out of dumpsters. He would collect the pictures behind the photo mat, the ones that people threw out. And he was doing a show with Dick Shawn, and he had to open the show, and then he had an hour while Dick Shawn worked. And then he had to come out for the last bit. So he had an hour in the middle of the show, and he'd go into the alley behind the theater, and there was a dumpster behind the photo mat. And he would get in the dumpster every night in his show clothes and go through all the pictures they threw out. And what was really great is these little glimpses. It's a trick that Dean Cameron came up with. If you go to the web and you search for...
IMG.
IMG or DC.
Right.
There's an automatic labeling that most digital cameras put on.
Yeah.
Like DCP 0001. If you just do a search for 0001, 0003, you see all these pictures of people. Not sexual, but just to find out how alike we really are. It's really a very beautiful thing. You know, you can find like 1,000 pictures of people in Boy Scout uniforms in front of the Christmas tree. And, you know, and the same families in front of the Hollywood sign. Are you doing that search there?
Yeah, DCP, it'll work. 000, and then...
DCP, 000, then a numeral.
Add a number.
And you just get random pictures.
Right. Right.
Of good solid citizens putting pictures up, but not nearly as good as having your having cell phones turned in. So the guy turned his cell phone in with gay photos of him while he was with his girlfriend, handed to the guy there. I'm thinking maybe not an accident, maybe that's a sex game they're playing.
Yeah.
We're talking about whether guys who take upskirt photos in public places should be busted, and the experts on this, of course, are the Passing Zone, John Wee and Owen Morris, who lost on America's Got Talent, but you can't prove it by this show. And but you were in the top 10.
We were in the top 10.
And they lost that 11-year-old bitch. 866-570-PEN 7366. We'll be back right after this. That's Penn Jillette playing the bass guitar there. That's not actually a bass guitar. It's an upright bass. I should know the instrument I'm playing, shouldn't I? That's the Mike Jones Big Band, the gigantic orchestra playing the... Penn Jillette theme, because this is the Penn Jillette Show on Free FM, CBS FM. 866-570-PEN is the number. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your phone. PennRadio@gmail.com is the email address. PennRadio.com is the web address. And the people that are sitting around the table with me today are John Wee and Owen Morse, better known as the Passing Zone, who are on America's Got Talent. And we... we have brought them in. Is what we're talking about is I guess upskirts photos. What we're talking about. My wife just wrote a Gmail about this because she's an expert in upskirts, and she says in regards to things being appropriated by our culture, like Pee Wee. You know, the fact that when that happened to him in '91, that was this huge scandal that really did change his career.
Sure.
Probably must have cost him millions and millions of dollars.
Certainly.
And now it's on a Nike shoe as just a little joke.
Right.
And we also, when I was out with my wife yesterday and our son and daughter, we went to a restaurant, and in the shopping mall where the restaurant was, in the strip mall, which is, we only eat at restaurants and strip malls, there was a store that's like mailboxes, etc., and the name of the store was Going Postal.
Wow.
G-O-I-N apostrophe postal.
Apparently.
Going postal. And it looked like they were doing really well. They had mailboxes and Xerox machines and shipping,
sure,
and all that stuff they do called Going Postal. And that is, you know, it's a little like calling a school supply store Columbine. You know,
right.
I mean, people died because postal workers, and that phrase goes into our culture.
Sure.
So now you can be doing a peewee, and it's a fine thing.
We
can probably say that.
Yeah.
Let's talk to, we got people talking about this. My question is, once you are wearing a skirt and you're out on the street, why is it different to have it electronically captured than just a mirror on a shoe or just a little look? And if you're really upset about that, I mean, I think it's part of the skirt game, but I don't wear skirts often, so maybe I don't know. Maybe someone should call in and tell me. Set me straight. But let's talk to Chuck. Maybe he knows a thing or two. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Pat. Hey, love your show. Listen to it every day.
Thanks so much.
I tend to agree with the guy with the camera.
Uh-huh.
I'm a photographer myself, and I'm a beaver hunter. I like, you know, shooting for beavers. And say, like, a beaver's going across the woods there or the sidewalk, shooting for the beaver, and she bent down at the same time. How's that my fault?
You're an innocent man. Well, Chuck, I don't think that anything of what you said will probably make it on the air. The people in New York are deciding it. But we enjoyed what you had to say. So thanks a lot, Chuck. Chuck there, a wildlife photographer. But I think Chuck's point, if I may put it in terms that'll actually get on the air, what if you were taking pictures? He uses the word shoot. What if you were taking pictures of a woodland dam building critter?
Sure.
As you were taking that picture, some woman in a short skirt ran over and maybe dropped a brooch and leaned over to pick that up.
And a breeze maybe came.
Yeah. And you got your little, you know, your little digital camera, and there's your woodland creature. Maybe it's the only shot you have with his two little frontito there.
Right. She's going to ruin the shot.
She's going to ruin the shot. You know,
right.
And you know you can crop it out later, but you don't want to, you know, digital zoom, it's just as good. Digital zooms are a waste of time. You just want to go in and crop the picture yourself.
Sure.
So you snap the picture of your woodland dam building buck teeth, you know, creature,
right.
And there next to it, marring this picture, is this woman who I have. It's amazing. I'm not picturing the critter at all, but I have such a clear
it was a critter.
In my mind.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, critter. It was a critter.
Critter.
Yeah, I have such a clear picture of the woman bending over and the wind. I mean, John Wee brought in the wind.
Yeah,
that can happen.
He does that on occasion.
I bring in the wind.
You could have that happen. And do you guys like the photography? I mean, when you go to the web, is it the stuff you look at? Is it the voyeuristic stuff, or what do you go for when you're surfing the web for porn?
You
thought it'd be questions about juggling, didn't you?
I know. I mean, if I happen to drop a ball next to a woman wearing a skirt, and I have to bend over to get it, and I mean, that sort of thing can happen just to an innocent juggler.
Sometimes I'll just juggle digital cameras. So
nice.
When I drop them.
And when they hit the ground,
they sometimes go off.
It's a technology question.
It's a technology question of how do you make that. You need trigger guards. We need trigger guards. So if you're taking a picture of a woodland dam building creature and someone happens to bend over, you don't accidentally snap the picture. Let's take a call from, I'm going to have trouble with this. Is it Asaf?
Mm-hmm.
Asaf. Yeah. How are you doing, Asaf?
Pretty good. First of all, the guy is 75, and I think, you know,
77.
My bad. That's just disgusting. I mean, he must not have anything better to do on his time. And women should know when they're putting a skirt on, that's something right there when they go out. They should be aware of that.
How old are you, Asaf? 19. So you think at the age of 77 you will have no sexual thoughts whatsoever, is that right?
Not like this guy.
So what is the cutoff? Without telling you the ages of the people around the table, what is the cutoff where people should stop having sexual thoughts to someone who's 19 years old?
55.
So I have 4 years of sexual thoughts. Well, I better, as
better
they
get busy.
As
yeah.
they say in college, I better get cramming. You know, I really
get real busy.
Get a camera.
Yeah, get a camera yeah. very fast. And you think from, and when's the window, when did you start having sexual thoughts, Asaph?
14 or 15.
So you've really got a 40-year window there where you're comfortable with people having sexual thoughts. Is it the same for a woman in your mind?
Probably.
So you got a 40-year window, and then at 55, boom, you go right to philately, right? You
yep.
get out of the whole sexual thing, go right to philately, and that's what you do up until death. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you, Asaph. You know, and I was probably my point of view when I was I don't think so, though. I think that I was okay with people being sexual
yeah.
in the age.
Sure.
As you get older, you get more okay with it, don't you?
And in all fairness, he started doing it 13 years ago. He was 64. You know, he's a young man at 64, isn't he?
Well, he started doing that. I don't understand that. You're not talking about Asaph.
No.
Yeah, I was going.
Wow.
14 years ago, yeah, at the age of 4.
Well, yeah, no, that's too early.
Yeah, too early. This guy says a 77-year-old local man who reportedly admitted looking up women's skirts for 13 years. We presume he's taking time out for meals. You know, it's not 13 years of constant, you know.
That would be
you
exhausting.
You've got to have a break once in a while, exhausting. But for 13 years, he's been looking up skirts. It doesn't say anything about the other style of... what happened 13 years ago? Let me see. What year is that? It's, that's 90...
Yeah. 93.
You know, we were told there would be no math.
Yeah, you know, come on, we're jugglers.
93. If it's more than you can juggle,
yeah, right.
then you don't need to know the number. Yeah, 93, I guess that would be when digital cameras were first really hitting big, right? In the under $500 price range?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Also, 63, maybe when he was moving on from his real estate business. I don't know why I assume he's in the real estate business, but I have no doubt about it. absolutely true.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Now, you have... I'm going to change the subject here, because I feel we've spent too much time off juggling. So I'm going to get the juggling. Now, you have... Between you...
Uh-huh.
You have 4 kids.
That's correct.
Not together.
Not together.
You each have spouses, and you each have 2 kids.
Yeah. That's correct.
And 10 and 8 are Owens,
uh-huh.
and 4 and 6 are John's.
Yeah.
Do any of them juggle?
Not yet, although my son is starting to learn.
How old is he?
He is 6.
6.
So he's taking a little interest.
He's starting to learn. He's trying to teach him.
Yep.
Do you want your son to be a juggler?
I would love it if he learned how to juggle. I have no, you know, if he chooses a different career, I think that would probably be a wise choice. And
How did he feel when you lost an 11-year-old girl? I mean, when he went to the schoolyard and they went, 11-year-old girl could beat up your daddy, ha, 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 and taunting and pointing.
I think he was perhaps a little embarrassed. He still loves the juggling and how exciting it was, but he was maybe a little astonished. Plus, he already knows what $1 million is, and he was excited about that.
He had already spent the money.
Yeah.
And he was gonna get a hunk. Are we gonna bonus your kids?
Oh yeah, they were all gonna get a cut if they behaved on camera. That was it.
Had you told them how much?
No, not exactly. But they had a pretty good allowance coming, I think.
Okay.
But, all that shattered dreams.
Do either your daughters?
You know, they don't seem all that interested. They've tried to juggle before, but it's just something Daddy does. And
because I saw them doing Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh my!
And they were phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I mean, you have very coordinated kids.
Yeah.
But no interest in the juggling?
No, not really.
Now, I guess I'm going to say this on the air. This would probably open up the calls.
Okay.
But I saw you throw your daughter into the air higher than I've ever seen a father throw a human being into the air.
Yes.
This is the downside of being the daughter of a juggler.
That's right. Well,
how high do you think you got her up the ground? Because I throw Moxie in the air.
Oh, sure.
But I throw her like, you know, 2.5-3 feet. And my memory of you throwing in the air was like 10 feet.
That's pretty close, yeah. I think so. I think I caught her that time, though.
Yeah.
So. And someone took a photograph of it with a digital camera.
Yeah, right. That was okay.
Is that wrong?
Some sort of upskirt.
Is that wrong at all? No, so you your kids don't have any interest in the juggling
Surprisingly
thing?
Surprisingly not,
because you said that there are, what, two jugglers who have juggled their age?
We think so,
right.
Who learned to juggle three balls at the age of three.
Four at four.
And five
and
at five.
Five
I think
five.
The age of six, that's where
that breaks down.
Yeah.
That's where it falls down.
So
far. But juggling, do you think Moxie, you weren't interested at all in getting your kids to do...
sort of like John. It'd be nice if the girls learned how to juggle at some point, but I don't think it's something that's...
But you don't push it on
No,
them.
Not at all.
Don't force it upon them. That kind of Anthony Gatto child abuse
no,
thing.
No.
Wait. No, what I mean is he was juggling from a very early age.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, his father was his coach. And right. I mean, that would be like saying that was with Tiger Woods, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiger Woods. If the people that are really, really good at stuff start practicing really, really early. When did you start to juggle, John?
13.
So you started juggling after the 11-year-old girl that already won the...
Yeah, I hadn't even started my career, and now she's already 2 years earlier.
And how's her career going? Has she done anything?
You know, I believe she is going to be in a Janis Joplin movie, playing the young Janis Joplin. So I heard something about that. other than that, we haven't heard a word.
Does that mean that if you had won, you would the two of you would be playing the young Janis Joplin?
We would be cast.
Yeah, there you were.
That's why.
You'd be young Texas girls walking along side by side. Well, you know, the Dylan movie, he has the new Dylan movie that's coming out. Seven people are playing him.
And one is a woman.
Yeah, well, no, actually two or three are women.
Two or three?
One is an African-American woman, and there's like a famous woman whose name...
Like, is it Kate Winslet or something?
Something like that.
I can't remember.
And then like four guys are playing different aspects of Bob Dylan's career. So I'm personality.
So yeah.
the two of you could play Janis Joplin at 11. And when did you start juggling on?
I was 13 as well.
Yeah. Oh, really? That was the age?
Yeah. Nothing else going on. And juggling didn't help.
No. And what inspired you? What got you started?
You know, a friend taught me.
I'm so happy we're talking juggling. I can't believe it. You know,
we should do some juggling.
Owen
has. See, he's juggling right now. Closer to the mic.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we have enough. We don't have enough objects for that.
No.
That was a three-ball cascade, and he bumped one of them off the microphone.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah. That's good radio.
And so, how long have you been? Did you get any jobs besides juggling, Owen?
You know, not really. I had some summer jobs, but...
Just a juggler your whole life?
Yeah, about 16.
You too?
Yeah, this has been it.
Full-time, no kidding around, juggler.
Straight out of college.
You were 13 when you started juggling.
Uh-huh.
And then you... How old were you when you were on America's Got Talent? How old are you now?
40.
You're 42?
I'm 39.
39. So about 40 years. So you were spending about... I told you there'd be no math.
Yeah.
But you spent about 27 years juggling.
Mm-hmm.
Juggling, professionally juggling, making jokes, making people happy, traveling around the world, the passing zone, getting your name there, and going out there. You work a lot, practice a lot. How long have you working together? How many clubs do you pass, the two of you together?
We can do 11.
11 clubs. Yeah. Hours and hours, weeks and weeks, months and months, years and years of practice to be humiliated, losing on America's Got Talent to an 11-year-old pain in the ass. That's the passing zone. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks for having us. This is Ben Gillette on Free FM. And I'll be here tomorrow with Lawrence O'Donnell Jr. filling in for the lovely and talented Michael Goudeau, who's watching swordfish jump.